wait 1 second, we'll expect the ignition sequence to start on the vehicle.
This is Martin Horst speaking, your host on BBS Radio with ET First Contact Radio. I hope that all the people that are listening around the globe, around Gaia, are feeling the energies of the 111111 gateway, where I spoke about with Estaria Finish with my interview on October the 3rd, which you can download on the archives of BBS Radio. So, right now, we are back again, live. I have no guest today, but I have some interesting stuff to discuss with you. And, of course, I can take callers, and I will give you the number in just a few seconds. If you are calling from the US or Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And to speak with me, you can call 712-432-0075, access code 411765 pound. So I hope that people that are in the United States are aware of the fact that the matrix energies from the hologram are dissolving, and they are dissolving fast. I can feel it in Europe. I'm traveling around a lot the last few days, weeks, and since October the 15th, I'm standing at The Hague, occupying The Hague, occupying the city, for the greater good, which is to influence the politics and the media. And what I'm doing there is really kind of like a game, because I walk around with a megaphone and I play my recording from BBS Radio, or I play, because it's a megaphone with the MP3 device in it, so you can play a 1.5 hour show from, for example, a webinar from Sheldon Idol, and I do that just right in front of the Peace Palace, the International Peace Palace Station, everybody knows it, or on the Parliament with the big castle with these people who are trying to be important but which are not, trying to achieve something for themselves, for their ego. But they're really lost. They don't know what to do. They have no clue what's going on. People, however, aware of internet radio, especially BBS radio, have a bigger conscience. And in fact, they are the less than 1% who are running our political system are really lost. They are lost souls. They don't know anything. They don't know a thing. And I'm sorry for them. I really, because I spoke to them, and it's really, I feel a pity for them, because they are so brainwashed, they are so ignorant. But the population, however, when you go to a cafe or a nice brown cafe, you know, you have these typical Dutch cafes where there is dimmed light, nice atmosphere, you can smoke a cigarette inside, or there's a special smoking room, you can drink a beer or have a nice coffee or a tea. And I speak with very wonderful people from the street, artists, musicians, DJs, and cooks, waiters, people from the street, beggars. I speak to beggars. I speak to a French beggar in The Hague. He's very interesting. And what they are telling me, they know about UFOs. They know about the lies from the government. They know everything. The normal people, like you and me, we the people, we are the people. We are normal. I mean, what is normal, you know? I mean, we are with our both feet on the ground, and with our crown chakra in the cosmos. And that makes us human being. Yet, still we are bound to Earth, but after first contact we'll become Homo Galacticus, meaning that we can travel far away to the stars. And for this special occasion that will come, I have a special piece of music to show you, which is from Jen Hammer, Tubbs and Valerie, from the series Miami Vice. Here we go. Jan, het was van jij bent. Ken je deze nog? Jij een vuurtje van? Ik heb al vuur, hoor. Het mag lekker als het me gegeven worden als ik een show doe. Ik zou eigenlijk een assistent moeten hebben bij mijn show, dus ik heb wel weg. Nou, alles is dat niet. Ik heb een crème. Thank you. Well, and I can tell you that I'm in a mood for music, more space music. It's BBS Radio with your host Martin Horst on ET First Contact Radio. It's a beautiful evening, the stars are shining, and I am in my basis, my house, my home, called Orion. Orion Campbell is a center based on the philosophy of Rudolf Steiner. I'm very happy here, and today I made a long walk from The Hague to Rotterdam, which is about 30 kilometers of walking. Beautiful walk, beautiful sunset over the Rotter River, because the name Rotterdam comes from the dam next to the river, the Rotter. The name of the river is the Rotter. It's a small river, but a beautiful river, especially when the sun is shining or the sun is setting. And along the way I met very interesting people, had some nice chats, had a nice sandwich. So, I'm becoming a traveling radio journalist on BBS Radio with ET First Contact Radio. The show is, I promise you, is going to be more interesting. Soon I will have some very special guests. One of them is from the Netherlands. His name is Robert van der Broeke. He is phenomenal in crop circle research and in ET contact. He has contacts, I swear you, I tell you. Well, I will not swear, but I will promise you. Okay? So, what we can remember from the past about music, I have special music. I want to fly today. So I have something from 1992 called Take Off. An album from Peter Meringer, who was or is in the band Software, German band. They modify synthesizers into Atari computers. They did that in the 80s and with Amiga 2000 computers from Commodore. And he made something in 92 called Icarus Flight. After takeoff, we are going to fly. Dreaming about the stars, dreaming about a wonderful future with the Galactic Federation of Lights. Enjoy.
Thank you.
tell you is that space is all around, inside and outside, micro and macrocosmos. The seed. We are the seeds of light, experiencing the Creator. All aspects of Creator are experiencing. Why? To learn. To learn what? To learn lessons from Dharma and Karma. The law of attraction, back to source, away from source, back to source, away from source. 16 billion years, 2 seconds, a microsecond, it doesn't matter. All life is connected, we are all connected. So this was Peter Maringer with Icarus Flight. I love the bass, and I hope that I can make a direct audio link with BBS Radio. We have to work on it. So when I talk to you on the microphone, to use Skype, but when I want to play music, to have a stereo high-quality connection. Or I send the music beforehand to Douglas, my dear friend Douglas, who's making this all possible together with Donald and... always forget his name. He's a wonderful guy. Help me, Doug. Doesn't matter. But Patricia Corey is still on there on BBS. Tyrant Rama, Mike Quincy. I interviewed Tyrant Rama the first time on my birthday on March the 7th this year. My first show was with Tyrant Rama. I love them. And they have a very interesting show. You should listen. Every, I think, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening. Friday evening is Hard News. Hard News with Tyrant Rama. Listen Friday. And then, of course, to Mike Quincy. And X Squared Radio is interesting. And James Gilliland is interesting. Very interesting. So we're all working together, doing this great job of bringing the news out you won't hear on any mainstream media station until disclosure happens. But we are not waiting for disclosure. We are bringing disclosure with BBS Radio all together. The light workers, the scientists, the people, we the people. So I'm proud to be a host on BBS Radio, and I'm proud to be myself, and I'm not narcissistic, but I think it's healthy to love yourself. Just love yourself, love your brothers and sisters, your family. Love everybody, unconditional love. It doesn't harm to love yourself. And in psychology, we learn that if you love yourself, you're narcissistic, you're sick. No, we are not sick, we are healthy, we are strong, we are standing in the light. Nobody is telling us that we are sick. They can't tell us because they're lying. So, don't be afraid, have confidence. It's 2033 here, half an hour to go, a bit more. And I promised to Charles Mullet, which I interviewed earlier, to do another show. He is in England. He is in Gatesbury. He owns the Silent Circle Cafe, and he receives many guests from all over the place in the summer when the crop circles are being made, being displayed, being photographed. I was in a little plane this summer. It was very funny to see the crop circles from the air. Amazing. And soon I have a meeting with Anton Teuben from Nibiru. He's an interesting guy. He was a UFO journalist, an Air Force journalist. Since 1985, he discovered things like hidden UFOs from the Nazis. In 1944, he has pictures. He went to the DDR, the Deutsche Demokratische Republik, in 1985, and he obtained material which he still has on a secret location somewhere, and it's very classified. He knows the secrets of the state of the Netherlands, he knows the secrets of the state from the Queen and the King we had in 1813, long time back. And it was interesting to note, to tell you a little joke. I am occupying The Hague with a group of people, and we went to the plane. This is a square in The Hague next to the government building, And there is a statue of Willem van Oranje, our forefather, who created the Netherlands or freed the Dutch people from the Spanish occupation in 15-something. And underneath his date of birth, I wrote with a marker in black, Salusa from Sirius star, a pentagram, on the point, Salusa from Sirius. So now everybody, every visitor from Japan, China, it doesn't matter from where, who comes to The Hague and sees the statue, reads this, and it's not erased, it's still there, it's 2 weeks there already. And it's no violation, it's just information. People make pictures from this statue, and they're all going to look up on the internet who Salusa from Sirius is. This is making people aware. And by the way, when I'm in a little cafe or place to eat, I write on newspapers, walls, posters, bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, donate. Oh yes, I need donations, by the way, because I have no income or very little income. Because, you know, this financial situation with the government, and I know you cannot miss a lot yourself, but if all listeners would donate $1, just $1, on bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, I don't know how many listeners there are, but if everybody donates €1, I think I can pay my show, my last 4, 5, 6 shows. Because I still owe 5 or 6 shows to BBS, and it's very difficult to pay. So I would appreciate it very much if you download from the archives and subscribe via my website on BBS, which is again bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. And there's a donation button from PayPal there. So your help is very much appreciated. And of course I'm doing the show for you. So a little reward or acknowledgement that I'm not doing this for nothing will be appreciated. Of course I'm doing my best and I'm trying to get most interesting guests here on the show, like Alfred Weber, Mike Quincy. I had Sheldon Neidl and I will have him again. And by the way, there will be a webinar next weekend from Sheldon. So go to paoweb.com to subscribe. It's a very interesting webinar. And so I hope everybody is enjoying this show. I will come up with some more music, and because I'm in the mood for dancing. A Moment to look back on Freedom, to the Freedom of Space, number 7, number 8, Landing. Let's play Return to the Blue Planet, which is Gaia, our planet. Love and light. Thank you.
radio, Jack Holland.
This is Atlantic Key Radio. You are loud and clear. Negative traffic. Break eastern later.
Thank you.
4.2 comma. Direct aircraft to return staging bases. There it is.
Well, back to Earth, back to BBS Radio, back to ET First Contact Radio, back to Martin Horst, your host. So, donate, please. I'm in real financial trouble. I'm not a beggar. I'm a radio host. I do a serious job. I get information out to the listeners for the listeners. We the people, by the people, for the people. $1 each, please, every listener. Via bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. So, enough about donations now. I have archives. If you are a subscriber on BBS, you can download them. If you're not a subscriber, I would like you to subscribe via bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. Go to the archive, subscribe archives button in blue, and you can choose for how long you want to subscribe. The benefit is that you cannot only download my shows, but also the show from James Keelyland, from X-Squared Radio, Dr. Brooks Agnew, Patricia Corey, Mike Quincy, Tara and Rama, I think Dolores Cannon, and many others like, for example, Patricia Corey. And we have a very interesting archive. It's a treasure with information. A treasure. It's more worth than Fort Knox, my friend. Cannot express it in money, so it's really cheap to subscribe to BBS Archives. The archives are good, the archives are interesting. Every single show is interesting on BBS, especially on ET First Contact Radio. No, I'm going too far, but we have about 20 minutes left. And what is interesting about Mike Quincy's messages, Salusa's messages through Mike Quincy, is that there is a feeling of anxiety, a feeling of expectation. And it's quiet out here, it's quiet in the sky, not many lights, not many planes, no chemtrails the last few weeks, no chemtrails at all. It's quiet weather in the Netherlands, not extreme. It's all the time the same weather, sunny off over day, cold in the night, not really frosty, but agreeable, livable. But it's the same weather type since 6 weeks now, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. Doesn't change. That's interesting. So, normally I have hot news with hot people like Sheldon, who can tell you things that you already know or that are new. Today I'm not going to tell you things that are new. I'll just kind of have a relaxed show with relaxed music, uplifting music, and I'm just preparing you for some interviews that will come up with some very interesting guests. One of them is his name is Robert van den Broeke. He lives in the south of the Netherlands, and he is a phenomenon on crop circles and ET contact. He makes real pictures of real aliens. He's one of the few that can do that. He can make pictures, real pictures, photographs of ET standing in face of him, in front of him. This is cool. This is really cool. So, I'm sitting outside with my laptop under the roof, seeing the sky. It's a bit chilly. I'm with a blanket over my knees. And, I'm into some music again. Freedom of Space from Peter Maringer. I love Peter Maringer.
Thank you.
Future, past, present. Back to the now, back to linear time, back to the third dimension, back to Earth, back to E.T. First Contact Radio. So, well, listen next week at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to E.T. First Contact Radio on BBS Radio, because I'll be back with a very distinguished guest, very interesting guest. And you can listen Wednesday from 7 to 9 Central European Time on Finding Voices Radio, where I will do my show together with Cibreño Rumor called High Vibes Radio Show. And this coming Sunday at 9 p.m. Central European Time on Finding Voices Radio will be E.T. First Contact Radio again. And next week, as I said, at 11 a.m. PST, BBS Radio, be there, Station 1. So, I have 2 minutes before I have to sign off. And I will sign off with a DNA sweep that I created myself in the Oasis in August. It's a sweep growing through all your cells, all your microcosmos in your body. All the galaxies that are in your leptons and electrons and subatomic particles. This sound is touching your very being and healing you. The length is 3 minutes 33, and after that there will be some nice music played by Douglas on BBS Radio. I'll be back next week. Signing off now. Namaste. Here is the DNA sweep. I love you all. Namaste. And don't forget to donate.